In recent weeks, you've probably heard conversations about critical race theory, or CRT, as lawmakers continue to argue about its relevance in the classroom. But what is it, and why is it so controversial? Maria Len Rios is a professor and the Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at the University of Georgia's Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication. Her research focuses on inequalities in the media sphere, and she's here to answer our questions about critical race theory. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, to start with, can you just give us a basic rundown of what critical race theory is in layman's terms?
So critical race theory, at its core, is about equal justice. It asks us to be curious about the relationship between different power structures that we have created in society that create racial inequalities. So it asks us to consider and critique if our laws, the rules in society, or the policies that we have keep inequality in place.
So it's not just about considering history, it's about current situations and current policies, as well as looking back at some rather unfortunate situations that our country has been through, correct?
Yes. It really asks us to look at society today and ask us, why do we have inequalities in society and outcomes in different areas of society? For example, critical race theory started by legal scholars, and so it looks at the criminal justice system and differences in sentencing outcomes, for example, for different people of different races that go before judges and juries.
Well, a number of states, including Oklahoma, have banned critical race theory teachings in the classroom. Can you shed some light on why lawmakers are eliminating it?
That's really interesting that we're seeing more stories about that. Education, by definition, is providing information and developing one's capabilities to think critically. So asking vital questions about how society works, which is something that critical race theory asks us to do, and how to do things better, is important to the educational process. And I think people are uncomfortable with talking about race in our society. And I think we feel often ill-equipped for having those conversations, even among people that are friends. Mm-hmm. And so one of the reasons that we don't like to examine this is because it makes people uncomfortable to talk about race. I mean, we can't forget, it was only 60 years ago that the state of Georgia did not allow young qualified Black men and young qualified Black women to study at our state land-grant institution. We're not far from that. So there are real reasons for racial inequalities today. And we can't be scared of addressing the truth of our past. We have to learn from it, but it will make us uncomfortable to talk about the reasons for why these inequalities exist.
You know, we talk about some of these states considering eliminating this idea from their classrooms. Have you heard any conversations about it possibly being eliminated in Georgia classrooms?
I don't know at the local level how the Board of Education will handle that here. I think what's important is that we continue to ask students to think critically about our systems and society, because that's the way that we make progress and make things better, is by examining the systems that we have in place, whether it's an educational system, whether it's a business system, whether it's the way we practice science and introduce new technologies. I mean, education is about examining the way the knowledge that we have now and how we advance that knowledge for the future.
Maria Len Rios is a professor and associate dean for academic affairs at UGA's Grady College. Thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Glad to be here.